As we prepare to receive God's word, let us join our hearts in prayer. Prepare our hearts, O God, to accept your word. Silence in us any voice but your own, that hearing we may also obey your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 21 through 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth when he blows upon them and they wither and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted, but those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Some of you have gotten to meet our dog, Ramona. Ramona is an Australian Shepherd mix, so she's not huge, but she's a pretty good size. She's really friendly, good dog, gentle with the kids, and she is terrified of non-dog animals. If there is a deer in our backyard, she is not going outside alone. If a squirrel looks at her funny, she runs back to the porch. But nothing is more terrifying to Ramona than the neighborhood cats, especially the cats who have figured out where the line of her invisible fence is and like to sit right on the other side of it and stare at her. She will shrink down, refuse to make eye contact, scurry in the other direction, and beg to get back in the house because she has been conditioned by our cat, Ralphie, who thinks of himself as lord of the pets, or possibly of the entire household. Ralphie's a stereotypical cat, and he rules. Ramona does not cross through a doorway without his permission. Ralphie's not afraid to pull out his claws. So we've got Ramona, this kind of big dog who thinks
She is very small and helpless. And then we've got Ralphie, this cat, who thinks he is large and in charge. And that can be pretty entertaining when it's just our silly pets. But you know, actually, sometimes the same is true for people. We all run the risk of having either an inflated or a diminished sense of self. Sometimes it's amazingly even both at the same time. We want to be big, strong, brave, and important, and we try to project that. But then on the inside, we feel small or scared or insignificant or wonder if we make any difference at all. And in a year like this one, when we are all so disoriented, our habits all thrown so off kilter, our lives under this looming, invisible threat, we can struggle all the more to find our place. Are we big enough to make a difference? Are we small enough to stay humble? And where is God in the midst of it all? There's a church leadership kind of guru, Peter Steinke, who writes in his latest book about the growing issue of anxiety in the United States. He points to a survey on mental health through the World Health Organization that found Americans to be the most anxious people of all the countries they have studied. Steinke writes that digital life, recession, two wars, worries about jobs, healthcare, our children's safety, nature's cataclysms, a tense presidential election, and the aftermath of anxiety about who was elected, extremist groups, inequality of wealth, low trust in the people in charge, the nuclear threat, climate change, toxic water supplies, Zika, Ebola, or whatever new strain of germ appears, and sheer massive change. This was written in 2019, by the way. It's no wonder, he says, we spend over $2 billion annually on anti-anxiety medications, not to mention the cost of other forms of anxiety reduction. We do live in an anxious time, and all that anxiety can lead us to assume either that we are big and it's all up to us to fix it, if only we can do enough and be enough, or that we are small and it's hopeless and we might as well do nothing. And in the midst of all that, we hear these ancient words. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. When Isaiah brings this message to Israel, they are in the middle of exile in Babylon. So we might think it's bad that our sanctuary has been relatively empty this year, But their sanctuary had been completely and intentionally destroyed by an enemy. The Israelites have been removed from their homes, their livelihoods. They are living as foreigners. They're struggling to pass on cultural and religious traditions to their children and grandchildren. Everything is up in the air. Will they ever get to go home? And if they do, will it be anything like it was before? And when their lives are in so much flux, Isaiah does not tell them that they are grand, that they are strong, that they have the power to change their own destiny. He tells them that they are grasshoppers. He's not kicking them while they're down. This is not an insult. Isaiah wants his fellow Israelites to remember their place in the universe. Remember what they've known from the beginning. How God sits above the circle of the earth, watching over us. How God stretches out the heavens like a curtain. How God can make even princes and rulers seem like they are just blowing in the wind. Look up, he tells them. See the magnitude of God's creation and the strength of God's hand. And this is actually really common advice throughout the Bible. Do you remember when Abraham and Sarah were so old that they were starting to lose any hope for a family? And God told Abraham, look toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to count them. Or do you remember when Job was drowning in grief, angry at God, sick and tired of his terrible friends, and wishing he could die? God answers him by saying, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Who stretched the line upon it? Who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together? Have you entered the storehouses of snow or hail? Do you know when the mountain goats give birth? Or do you observe the calving of the deer? The Lord watches over it all. Or do you remember Jesus saying to the crowds, consider the lilies of the field. If God so clothes the grass of the field, will he not much more clothe you? What should we do when everything is falling apart? Look toward heaven and count the stars. Consider the lilies of the field. Lift up your eyes on high and see. Take a deep breath. Look around at the magnitude of God's creation and remember your place in the universe. The Lord watches over grasshoppers and lilies, mountain goats and deer. Won't God also watch over you? You are great and you are small. There have been struggles and joys, loves and fears, hopes and heartbreaks long before your time. And so will there be long after you. And the Lord who spun the whole world into being will still be God. The world does not rest on your shoulders. And that doesn't mean that you do nothing. It means you remember that you are part of something greater than yourself. So be a grasshopper. Be one small part of God's great big world. Draw on a strength that is beyond yourself. For those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Thanks be to God. Amen.